Don't bend the space-time continuum for me, babe.
Quit screwing around with that thing. You found Mike Dell's World.
She's a mighty fine witch,
500 feet tall,
500 feet tall,
and 5 miles long,
In the streets of Mackinac,
there's about as much water as you ever saw,
and the folks who live there tried and tried, but they couldn't get across to the other side.
Couldn't get across without a boat or a train. Couldn't take a bus or a trolley or a train. Couldn't swim across because it was cold as a fridge. So they probably better build
themselves the bridge.
On the Mackinac Bridge. She's a mighty fine bridge. 500 feet tall.
500 feet tall.
And 5 miles long.
And that was the Ann Arbor Children's House kids and music teacher. That was kind of cool. Yesterday, November 1st, was the anniversary date of the Mackinac Bridge opening. And in case some of you don't know where the Mackinac Bridge is, it connects the Upper Peninsula of Michigan to the Lower Peninsula of Michigan. And that was completed November 1st, 1957. Or no, opened, I guess. It was completed probably before that. But anyway, it's quite a bridge. I go over it periodically in my travels. But before that, in the Mackinac Straits, there was car ferries. And I guess it was a real dilemma to go to the Upper Peninsula from down here below the bridge. And, you know, you'd be on I-75, or I think it was US 31 at one time, and maybe US 27, but it turned into I-75 at some point. I'll have to look that up sometime. But I just thought it was interesting, you know, so 1957 to now. What is that? 60 years? 62 years? No, 58 years. There we go. 58 years ago. My math might be wrong. See, I'm doing public math. That's not good. But some of the information about the Mackinac Bridge, it's very much like the Golden Gate Bridge. In fact, I'm going to bring up a comparison between the Golden Gate and the Mackinac. Golden Gate Bridge. Okay, there. Just had to bring that up. I'm go to the Book of Knowledge, Wikipedia here. And let's see. The Golden Gate Bridge, total length is 8,981 feet. The Mackinac Bridge, total length is 26,372 feet. So it's a whole bunch longer. The width of the Mackinac Bridge is 68.6 feet, and the Golden Gate's width, 90 feet. So the Golden Gate Bridge is wider, but the Mackinac Bridge is nearly three times longer. Oh, heck, more than three times longer. Like I said, public math, not my strong suit. Anyway, we won't talk about the Golden Gate, but it's a very similar-looking bridge, only the Mackinac Bridge is green on the deck, and the towers are painted kind of a tan color. I don't think it's been that way the whole time, but that's its current configuration. And of course, the Golden Gate Bridge is all painted orange so that you can see it through the fog. Well, you know, Mackinac Bridge, it's up out of the way, so you don't need to see it, but you can most of the time. Straits of Mackinac is quite a place. That's where Lake Michigan and Lake Huron come together. And let's see. Look at some of the specs here. Road width 54 feet. Let's see, the height is 552 feet at the towers above the water. The longest stretch between the towers is 3,800 feet. The clearance is 200 feet. So between the towers, you could run a ship underneath there that's 200 feet tall, which most ships are not 200 feet tall. Or 155. Let's see. Clearance above and clearance below. I don't guess I don't understand what that means. But, okay, 155 feet. But still, that's more than most ships. And let's see. The daily traffic. 11,600 vehicles a day go over that bridge. And it, like I said, it's pretty cool. Oh, and the spelling of the bridge, in case you wanted to look this up yourself. Of course, I'm going to have links in the show notes over at MikeDell.com. Oh, by the way, this is episode 224, which I think it's 224, and it's my second day of Napodmopo. No, Pomo. There we go. Napodpomo. However you pronounce that. It's National Podcast Post Month. It's kind of same as the novel writers thing, but actually had the actual name of it, and of course I'll have all that information in the show notes as well. And I don't want to make these super long, but yeah, I just thought it was kind of cool to talk about the Mackinac Bridge. It's spelled differently than you would think. You know, think of how you would spell Mackinac, and it's wrong. It's actually spelled M-A-C-K-I-N-A-C, Mackinac. It makes no sense to me either, but that's what they do. We have another island up there in that same area called Boyce Blanc is how it's spelled, but how it's pronounced is Bablo. So, I don't know. We have some weird pronunciations here in northern Michigan, so... But anyway, the Mackinac Bridge, M-A-C-K-I-N-A-C. There is Mackinac City, which I believe, let's see, yeah, Mackinac City is spelled the right way. It's Mackinac, M-A-C-K-I-N-A-W, instead of the C. So, go figure. And then there was also a fort that was in use by the British, I believe, on Mackinac Island. And also on the shoreline of the southern town there, which was Mackinac City, but it was Fort Michilimackinac. And that's how they pronounced it. It's Fort Michilimackinac. So there's a whole bunch of weird stuff going up there. And on the northern side of the bridge is a town called St. Ignace. And St. Ignace has the distinction around here is... having a couple of really cool car shows every year and a really cool tractor show and truck show every year. So in the summer, there's, I think, three or four truck and car shows and that kind of thing up there. And just north of the bridge and to the east, there's a town that has a giant wooden boat show. And it's a pretty big deal. And it's called Hessel. The name of the town's Hessel. And they have the Hessel Boat Show every year. So it's kind of a big deal as well. But, yeah, just a little representing for northern Michigan here. Since I decided that Traverse City Podcast wasn't going to go, so Traverse City Podcast listeners are getting... shuttled over here to MikeDell.com, so might as well throw in what I would have done on the Traverse City podcast. Let's see, some other interesting stuff about the Mackinac Bridge. There's been, I believe, two fatalities on the bridge. You know, traffic accidents or not so much accidents. Here we go. I was looking in the... thing. In 1989, Leslie Ann Poular died when her 87 Yugo plunged over the 36-inch high railing. A combination of high winds and excessive speed was initially blamed. But anyway, that's what we call the Edmund Fitzhugo. You remember the Edmund Fitzgerald that sank in the 70s up in Whitefish Bay. Well, they call that the Edmund Fitzhugo. Later investigation about that showed that the driver had stopped the car over an open steel grate on the bridge span, and a gust of wind through the grating blew her vehicle off the bridge. So I guess driving those little city cars and stuff is probably not a good thing to do on the bridge. The whole center section between the towers is metal grating. So I remember riding my motorcycle across there, and if you look straight down, you could see the water through the grating. So it's a little weird, but they do that because it allows wind to come up through without moving the bridge around too much. You know, that kind of that thing kind of sways in the wind a little bit, and that sort of mitigates that. But and then the only other fatality in a vehicle on the bridge was Richard Allen DeBran. He drove his 96 Ford Bronco over the edge and as a suicide thing. So, and it was in the wintertime, so the water was froze down below. And, of course, the Bronco went through the ice, and it was quite thick ice. But definitely, that was in 97. 1978, a small plane carrying United States Marine Corps Reserve officers, Major Virgil Osborne and Captain James Robin, and Captain Wayne Winstock, smashed into one of the bridge's suspension cables while flying in heavy fog. The impact tore the wings off the plane, which plunged onto into the Straits of Mackinac. So, and then suicides by jumping on the bridge have been rare, with the most recent confirmed case taking place December 31st, 2012. There have been roughly a dozen suicides by people jumping off the bridge. Only one day a year can you cross the bridge on foot. That's on Labor Day in the morning. They do, yeah, what is it? Yeah, it's Labor Day on the bridge in the fall there, or well, not fall, late summer, or no, hang on, let me, yeah, it's Labor Day, yeah, I'm reading here, sorry, like I said, this is a non-scripted, yeah, Labor Day, duh, okay, and that started in 1958, so a year after the bridge was dedicated. They started doing the walk across the bridge, and what they do is they close northbound lane. They close the northbound lane, or two lanes. It's a four-lane bridge, and everybody can walk across. And you start in St. Ignace and walk your way back to Mackinac City. So most people park in Mackinac City, and they have buses running to the other side of the bridge, and then everybody walks to Mackinac City again. And if you're going to do that, chances are you're going to have about 9 miles in, because where you park your car is going to be 3 to 4 miles away from the southern end of the bridge, and you know, they don't have buses that run you back to your car, so what we usually do is a bunch of us take the bus across, and then everybody goes to a little restaurant there called Darrow's, which is just totally slammed on that day. But they all go to Darrow's, and one or two unlucky volunteers get to go back and get the car and then meet everybody at Darrow's. That's what we do. But it's a neat thing to walk across the bridge. And then they have a couple other special crossing times where they have a bike crossing, you know, one day a year. I don't know when that is. They also drive tractors across the bridge. That big tractor show in St. Ignace, they get to close two lanes, going north from Mackinac City, so all the tractors get to run back north to St. Ignace. So it's really kind of cool. One other time that was really cool was Brad Kozlowski, who's a Michigan native and a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series driver, drove his car across, drove his NASCAR Sprint car across. They closed the entire bridge for about 3 minutes, I guess. It didn't take him very long to get across, but he went from the southern end of the bridge and even had to pay the toll booth on the north end, and then pulled into the rest stop, which is immediately past the toll booths on the north end, and had a press event. That was kind of cool. I didn't go, but it was covered on TV pretty well. So anyway, that's it for today's episode of Mike Dell's World for the National Podcast Posting Month. And let's see. Wow, I went a lot longer than I thought I was going to, but that's all right. Tomorrow, I will have a rant for you. I actually had one all ready to go, and then I noticed that the bridge anniversary was yesterday, so I figured I would do that. So this is episode 224 of Mike Dell's World, dedicated to the, they're going to go with public math, the anniversary of the Mackinac Bridge opening to the public on November 1st in 1957. Catch me later.